September marks the 6-month anniversary of the Oso landslide. It claimed the lives of 43 people and was one of the worst natural disasters to hit Washington state. We're bringing you stories of some of the survivors. It's part of our series called Voices of the Oso Landslide, a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS9. Today, KUOW's Liz Jones introduces us to a married couple who left their home about 15 minutes before the slide hit. They allowed us to join them on their first trip together, to the debris field that covers the home they once called paradise.
Massive.
Our house would be on the other side of that knoll, which is probably 200 yards away. And then we had a lot that came down to the water. And this was in the middle of the river where we're standing right now.
My name is Ron Thompson, and we lived on Steelhead Drive for a little over 10 years. And now we reside right here in Oso, right behind the fire station.
I'm Gail Thompson. I've been married to Ron Thompson for 44 years this September 17th. Ron is always called the mayor of Steelhead Drive.
Yeah, that was a little nickname somebody put on me. And I just like to be involved with my community and whatever it is.
Oh, yes. He would walk around and check on people and see what they need. Just a friendly good morning.
The upper beach. This would be the upper beach because the river came down through there.
I think about the house, the row of homes right here, the cabins and the homes, and watching our neighbor drive in as we drove out that morning and helping the gal down the road put her mailbox up the day before.
The night before the slide was probably the most beautiful night that I ever experienced there. There was fresh snow on the hills and the sky was so blue, the sun was out. You know, one of the things that I felt the saddest is that we didn't have any closure. Even though I've gone to the memorial services and celebrated lives and everything, you know, and I remember the very first morning that we woke up, I go through the neighborhood and say, "Good morning, Lon, I love you. Good morning, Shelly and Jerry, I love you." And, you know, just every neighbor going through, and somehow that was just, you know, just the way I was handling missing my neighbors.
Then we both almost spontaneous realized that, you know, we've been both doing it. We've both been reliving our neighborhood and saying goodbyes. There's a reason why we've been spared. And we don't really know right now what that is, but we're going to keep going one step at a time. And in order to free ourselves from this pain that we're in, I think we really need to concentrate on going forward. Now we've been relocated in Oso. We love our little place, and it's a new beginning. Oh, this is our shop, and now I'm the wood guy. I make wood carvings, signs primarily. And the very last sign I made before the slide hit, "We shall overcome." It gives me my therapy. I love doing it. That's Deer Creek right here in the behind us. And then the river's right there. We're 4 miles from our old home up on Steelhead Drive. I still have a love and a desire to be in this community. I'm looking forward to seeing our kids here, to having fun. And I'm looking forward to grandkids just laughing. We're playing games.
And we also hope that our neighbors from Steelhead Drive, those who have survived, they hope they will come and join us and that we'll have reunions and get-togethers, and we will always stay connected and remain forever friends.
Yeah. And I'd like to be known as not the community of disaster, but the community of healing. Mm-hmm. This community is something special.
Yes.
And the healing is starting. Oh, it is starting. We're a long ways. And we got a long way to go. Because the hurt is still there. You know, 6 months is just the beginning. That 1 year one's going to be hard. March 22nd. So, I can feel it right here, even when I say that. I keep telling everybody, it's going to be okay. We're going to make it. Because we choose to.
That was Ron and Gail Thompson, survivors of the Oso landslide. KUOW's Liz Jones produced that story. It's part of our series, Voices of the Oso Landslide, a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS9. You can hear and see all of the survivors' stories at our website, kuow.org.